This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People who have witnessed a there's not going to be a wedding moment following a bachelorette party, what went down? The future bride sucking the stripper at a bachelorette party, everyone knew that there won't be a wedding anymore. My wife had a friend whose fiancé called off the wedding after he found out she had been with a black guy, years before they even started dating. One of the groomsmen got into a huge fight with the groom because he brought up the fact that his future wife cheated on him a few years prior. This is true. But it was water under the bridge by that point. Anyway, groom got really angry and said don't bother coming, then started reconsidering the marriage at all. Anyway, the next day they had sobered up and apologized to each other, so the wedding went ahead. She did in fact cheat on him in the end several years later though. Not because of the party. But day of the wedding, groom's family is patiently waiting. Bride's family hasn't shown. Bride's mother finally arrives and says that bride has discovered groom has a second fiance in another state and wedding is off. Rehearsal dinner photos on Facebook and someone tagged the wrong girl, assuming that was his fiance he had been talking about. Except it was the other fiance. So bride see her tagged as someone else and messages from out of town friends about can't wait to meet her, why wasn't I invited? I know a guy who seemingly had his life together, great career, lots of friends, beautiful fiancé. He had a tendency to drink too much while partying. And a few weeks before the wedding he woke up in the hospital with serious injuries due to a non-automotive drunken accident. The scariest part for him was that he didn't remember a thing past leaving the party to walk home. Did he fall and hit his head? Did someone attack him and leave him for dead? The thought of that scared him. And he decided to sober up. It also caused him to reflect on his life. And he realized his fiancée was manipulative, controlling. And he'd never be happy living with someone like that. He has some long-term damage from the injury. But he's still sober. Spends much of his free time for a charitable cause. And dodged a serious bullet, a bad marriage, as a result of that horrible injury, so he oddly came out ahead in the end. I see a lot of bachelor and bachelorette parties in my line of work. I actually have a few of these memories. The first that comes to mind was an interesting night where the bachelor party was happening at one bar and the bachelorette party was in the bar down the block. At the groom-to-be's party I get a call for help from the place. It's a tame security call. Just a couple getting it on in a bathroom. The bar wanted them booted. I find out the dude is the groom-to-be and the girl is just some random chick. The chick goes off on her own and now I'm with the groom outside. He's drunk and almost uncontrollable. I am trying to find him a way home safe. His bros were all litty and kept the party going without him. After a while, the bride-to-be and her gals come walking down the street. A couple people around chime in and tell her why I am there dealing with him. She breaks down and calls the wedding off right there. He ended up going to detox that night. Wedding photographer here. This happened with a couple back in 2015. Night before the wedding, all the bridal party got together at the hotel, partied, and drank a lot. I show up the next morning 8 a.m. after a 2-hour drive to be told by the hotel receptionist that there was not going to be a wedding. Apparently a large fight broke out between the groomsmen and bridesmaids. Money to pay then vendors was stolen. The ceremony was supposed to be at 11 a.m. that day. After about 2 minutes of WTF is going on here. Nobody called and told me. I called the bride's mother and she stated that she was off to pick up the bride and groom, sit them down, and still try to have a wedding. Fast forward a couple hours. The groom showed up drunk out of his mind around 10 a.m. Guests were already showing up. The bride finally showed around 11:30 noon time. And there was a ceremony at 1 p.m. Yes, they still got married. The groom was drunk the whole day. The couple argued a ton. And the groom also felt up his mother during the mother-son dance. Needless to say, it was an eventful day. have a cousin who 2 weeks after announcing her engagement said it was off and refused to ever tell us why. A friend of mine sent me a video of another friend, let's call him Peter. The video showed Peter's girlfriend's bachelorette party. On the vid, sniffing coke from a stripper's D and ducking him after. Peter is single now. Bachelor party went on a cruise and never left the ship. Ate too much and drank a lot. Meanwhile, the bachelorette party went to Vegas. The bride banged one of the strippers and two of the bridesmaids hooked up with old boyfriends who just happened to be there. The wedding never happened. But the bridesmaids are now both engaged to their respective boyfriends, the ones that they cheated on, and planning a double bachelorette party in, you guessed it, Las Vegas. Edit, a word. It was a month before my scheduled wedding and I was getting everything ready. In the meantime, all of my close friends in my wedding party came out to celebrate my bachelor party with some drinking, floating, skydiving, etc. Well, the night before they get there, my now ex-fiance of 8 years says that she no longer wants to go through with the wedding. So I spend the morning, my friends are there calling around to friends, family, reservation services and explaining the news, completing blindsided. Come to find out she had cheated on me and had been feeling that way for a while but didn't share this with me until the day of my birthday, the day before my friend's visit for a few days. Needless to say, the plans changed a bit and it turned into my birthday party instead. Was pretty awful, but I ended up having a good time with best friends. Much happier now with my soulmate and so thankful that things worked out the way they did. Happened in May, wife's side of family. Bachelorette party. Two strippers. Gets crazy. Bride was drinking but not drunk. Then she vanishes. Her bridal party. Including her sister. Sister-in-laws. Cousin-in-laws. Cousins. And my wife's sister head back to the hotel to find her. And they do. In bed with one of the strippers who happened to be a black guy. Not thinking that she could have possibly consented to this. They called the cops and abuse charges were filed. Cops arrest the dude. Wedding gets cancelled because how can you have a wedding 3 days after the bride was viciously raped? It doesn't add up. Detective on the case sees what is up and basically tells bride in front of her mom about false allegations. Mom flips out. Threatens to sue. Bride looks like it. Comes clean privately to detective. Mom still believes her little princess was raped. Couple got married at courthouse a few weeks later. No clue what her husband thinks. I only met the dude once and not since the events. Hope to never see either again. I bartend weddings fairly often and work directly with wedding planners all the time and meet with the bride and groom to be to talk things through and create a sense of familiarity. Each time I met the groom, he just kind of seemed out of it, but I chalked it up to stress. Day of the wedding, before the ceremony, the wedding planner comes over and asks for a couple shots for herself. She doesn't drink on job, so I ask her why. Apparently things were about to get started, but the groom was missing and wasn't responding to phone calls, so everyone is looking for him. Then one of the bridesmaids disappears. Not long after, the brother of the groom gets a text from the groom saying he and the bridesmaid are in love and they are running away to elope and that he'll call him after. Everyone is getting antsy, waiting for things to start, and they've all been waiting like 2 hours. Now the wedding planner has to tell 150 people that the wedding is off and explain to the parents what happened while the wedding party is consoling the bride. Last year I was a groomsman in a wedding with a guy I have known for close to 15 years as a good friend. We did the typical get a nice dinner then hit the town hard kind of party. Ended up at a Topgolf. Loaded out of our minds. We were having a lot of fun when we noticed that the groom was gone for longer than it takes to piss, so we went looking. Couldn't find him in the bathroom. Staff said he went outside to clear his head and have a smoke. Went out and didn't see him in the parking lot. We start going into panic mode cause he was super sloppy drunk and gets crazy. We ended up calling the bride-to-be. She got a crying phone call from him and he said he was meeting another friend, then he hung up on her and threw his phone. Fast forward 2 hours and the bride's brother finds him, balls deep in another dude. Apparently he was holding back that he was actually attracted to men and that he had a secret boyfriend. Plot twist, was the bride's brother's best friend. So the wedding was called off and he just up and moved out of the state. He is now a male dancer at a few gay clubs and is currently engaged to marry his ex-bride's brother's best friend. Happy for the dude. The main thing I take away from this thread, becoming a male stripper is guaranteed action. You know, sometimes I get pretty bummed that I'm probably gonna die alone. These stories make me feel a little better. The bride's brother, having attended the husband's bachelor party, twisted and exaggerated every detail of the bachelor party to make the husband look bad to her parents in an attempt to deflect attention away from his pill addiction. The cunt even bought his breakfast the morning after the party. Yeah, no. Cause he is such a great guy. Late to the party. But there's this one girl in my town who hired a male stripper for her bachelorette party. So she and her friends got drunk. Naked. Ducked the stripper and snorted sugar from his D. Worst thing is, they were so stupid to film everything and the video made it viral on local WhatsApp. Needless to say, there was no wedding. Both parties happened same night, same location as they didn't trust each other. Bachelorette and her maid of honor snuck off mid-party to go upstairs to a room they booked to have a sex with some random people. Don't worry, the bachelor was a scum too. At some point during their relationship he poked holes in condoms so she'd get pregnant and stay. Well, it wasn't a bachelor party, but a couple months before the wedding it was discovered she was leading a double life. Her frequent work trips to the UK were actually trips to a few hour drive away where she was living with another guy. Telling him the same story but in reverse. Wedding was called off. Much money was lost. Not sure what her plan was. A family friend called off their destination wedding about 1 week from the date. Her whole side of the family already had the venue paid for. Food and drinks booked. And their tickets all bought, so they still flew there and just had a big party. Her dad hated the guy she was marrying. And no one else liked him either. So they were a lot happier at this party than they would have been at a wedding. Why do I stay subscribed here? All these stories make me super paranoid. Till, getting blackout drunk the day before your wedding causes more problems than they solve. Boring story, since I have no idea what the story is, but I'm a wedding musician and I was driving to the rehearsal when I got a phone call from the coordinator. I used a hands-free device, saying don't come. The wedding's off. It was weird. And it's why my contract requires a non-refundable 50% deposit now. My same response to a similar US credit thread. I have a contribution. Went to Vegas for a bachelor party and his mother decided to tag along. She was financing it all anyways. She convinced the groom to sleep with a porn star. We later found out she paid to exclusively come sleep with him so she could guilt him into telling the bride, thus stopping the wedding. It worked. I had a cousin in the military that was about to marry his high school sweetheart. The day before he was to get back from deployment, she had a bachelorette party, just her and three or four of her longtime friends, and was heading home when a drunk driver crossed the center line and hit her head on. She was killed instantly. The drunk driver was barely injured. They were supposed to get married the next day, like from the airport to the courthouse. Instead, he was met by both families to give him the bad news. My wife's friend called off her wedding a week before the ceremony. She lived several hundred miles away for school but came back to her hometown 2 weeks before the wedding to make sure everything was lined up and have her bachelorette party. In the course of her visit, she came across an old boyfriend, who was also engaged, and things sparked up again. They agreed they should each leave their fiancés and give their relationship another shot. Turns out, he didn't keep up his end of the bargain. And she is still single today. I remember one. The groom and the future bride lived together in a nice condo. He was really close with his best friend. And apparently, so was she. Anyways, they have a party before their wedding and everyone's there. Even the future mother-in-law, who miraculously survived her breast cancer. They announce they're expecting. And everyone celebrate with cake on the patio. To which the girl and the best friend decide to make out on the couch instead. The groom catches them. And the two fight in front of everyone. Later after the party, he trashes the condo. Steals her red dress and shoots himself in the bedroom. A friend of mine in college had been engaged to her high school sweetheart. Plan was for them to get married after she graduated. She was one of those that dreamed of her wedding since she was a little girl. She had been planning forever. A week before the wedding, he leaves without a trace. Except a note saying, "I can't marry you." She was devastated. We still had a party with a wedding cake, food, etc. Because it had all been paid for already. Saddest party ever. She ran into him a few years later at an 80s dance club wearing a mesh shirt and a taxi hat making out with a dude. Saw it coming. One of my best friends growing up had her dad come out after 4 children and nearly 30 years of marriage. Turns out he had been cheating on his wife with men for almost 20 years. She genuinely never suspected a thing. Just one day he woke up and decided it was time. At the time I was conflicted on how to react. And I have since had discussions with my friend about how she felt. She empathized with him for holding that in for so many years, but she also felt extremely angry. Said it took her a long time to get over the lies and deceit for literally 25 years of her life. The kids have come around but the mom hasn't. And it's hard to blame her. Very open-minded family, but cheating is cheating and lies are lies. I have been friends with a couple of older gay men, born in the 40s or 50s, who got married, had kids, then just could not carry on with it anymore. It was a different time and being gay was not acceptable. In both cases they got married because they were lying to themselves and it was expected of them. They both genuinely loved their wives and children, but it was not enough. One of them, Carlos, said when he finally worked up the courage to tell his wife the truth, sometime in the 80s, she said she had always kind of known but she loved him anyway, so tried to make it work. Sad that they could not be themselves but beautiful in its own way. There are many kinds of love. I've posted these stories before, but they seem relevant. So here goes nothing. A wedding came in from out of town. The bridegroom hadn't had a stag hendu, so decided the night before that the men and women would split up and each have their own party. The men had a small cocktail bar and the women took the restaurant. I was meant to be working the main bar but got asked by a female colleague to cover the cocktail bar as the men were getting rowdy and making comments no problem. Got in there and it's just a group of old mates getting hammered. Pretty standard stuff. Until the stripper arrived. She did a full show. The groom has to remove her underwear with his teeth. Had to lick cream off her nipples etc. All was well until the women found out and called off the wedding, shouting matches went on well into the early hours. The wedding did go ahead. But you could tell there was awkwardness in the air. The bride came to the bar asking if we had seen the groom as he was needed for some photographs or cutting the cake. Can't quite remember. None of the staff had seen him, so she went outside. Only to return a few minutes later in tears. She had caught the groom getting with the maid of honor, her sister. All out family war commenced with extra guests just sitting there enjoying the buffet. Worst part was hearing the bride cry, "I can't believe this happened again." I really felt bad for her because she was lovely.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.